From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Suicide bombers staged a series of attacks Friday in northeastern Nigeria, killing four of themselves and two civilian defense fighters. In the early morning, police challenged two women and a man running towards a checkpoint opposite the Federal High Court in Maiduguri. One woman set off her device, killing herself and the male accomplice. Police said the other woman survived and was being questioned. Authorities also say two other suicide bombers blew themselves up at a bus and taxi station on the outskirts of the city. Opposition leaders in Zimbabwe say several activists were either abducted or arrested on Friday ahead of a planned protest over the introduction of a controversial bond notes that President Robert Mugabe's government wants to introduce this month to ease the country's cash shortages. By late Friday, some activists could not be found, and police arrived in large numbers to the site of the protest. Two vehicles that were carrying activists coordinating the protests were burned, and one prominent activist was abducted and assaulted. VOA's Sebastian Mofu explains that the controversy is rooted in accusations of abuse and corruption in Mugabe's government.
Opposition leaders say the central bank's introduction of the new bond notes will not deal with such issues, but will instead plunge the nation back to the days of hyperinflation and shortages. The government says the new bond notes, which will trade at par with the US dollar, would ease cash shortages and stop smuggling of foreign currency out of the country. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
This is VOA. U.S. media are reporting President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General in his administration. Sessions has served in the U.S. Senate since 1997 and was previously a U.S. attorney in his home state. The Attorney General is the top U.S. prosecutor and law enforcement official and also the head of the Justice Department. Trump has also reportedly nominated Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo to serve as director of the Central Intelligence Agency. U.S. President Barack Obama joined the leaders of Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain on Friday to discuss security and economic challenges. The White House says they focused their talks on the need to secure a diplomatic resolution to the conflicts in Syria and eastern Ukraine. President Obama said that he is cautiously optimistic about Donald Trump taking office.
If you're not serious about the job, then you probably won't be there very long because it will expose problems.
Obama called on Trump to stand up to Russia, saying that he hopes the president-elect takes a similarly constructive approach as he did. At the same meeting, British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed the issue of Brexit.
I will be able to update Chancellor Merkel on where we are on our Brexit preparations. Our work is on track. We do stand ready to trigger Article 50 before the end of March or by the end of March 2017. That's next year. And I want to see this as a smooth process, an orderly process, working towards a solution that is in the interests of both the United Kingdom but also in the interests of our European partners too.
The Syrian government, backed by Russia, intensified their offensive against rebel-held areas of Aleppo early on Friday, killing several people, including children. It was the fourth straight day of renewed airstrikes by government warplanes since Moscow declared an end to a month-long humanitarian pause on Tuesday. The rebels have been besieged in the eastern part of Aleppo by the army since July. Aid agencies say food supplies are virtually exhausted. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, has submitted his resignation on Wednesday evening, though officials say he'll stay on till the end of President Barack Obama's administration, which ends on January 20th. Volkswagen and its labor unions have agreed on a plan involving 30,000 job cuts by 2020. Two-thirds of the job cuts are expected at VW plants in Germany, the others in North America and Brazil. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.